Yes, indeed, there's a light right here on WWNN 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. And we're answering your questions all across the nation at 888-565-1470. But before we get back to Facebook and my friends on YouTube on the Sarah Spiritual page, or before we go to the phone lines, I do have one very important phone call to take, and that's from our resident astrologer, Stacey Haller. So, Stacey, how are you tonight?
Hi, Sarah. I'm doing great. I look forward to joining you every month.
Thank you. We look forward to having you, and I can't believe we are in the sixth month here. Oh, my goodness. We began this, I believe, in January. Yes, January. We began this whole journey of reporting what was going on in the astrology. So, Stacey, what's happening here? What can we expect?
Well, it feels like only yesterday we were celebrating no retrogrades, but the world has changed.
Yes.
And coming into this month, I know many of us are already feeling the Mercury retrograde that started on the 29th of May, and that really is hovering over us for the month.
It is hovering over us, and it's really kind of squeezing a little hard this month in a particular area, Stacey. So tell us what is going to be impacted.
Well, what's interesting about this retrograde is that it's in Gemini. Mercury is in Gemini, and Gemini is ruled by Mercury. So the planet of communications is being ruled by the planet of the sign that is a communication sign. So definitely the area of communications we're going to be hit with. Now, I have to say some astrologers believe that the two energies are going to offset each other and flow smoothly, and some think Gemini could be throwing some pranks at us. So we all have to take care of the usual Mercury retrograde mishaps of communication, sounds of your phone isn't working, or you missed an appointment, the typical Mercury retrograde things where we have to all really be careful to cross our T's and dot our I's. But for many of us, it may affect us in different areas of our life.
And different people will be affected in different ways, depending on what your astrological sign is that correct?
That is correct. So Mercury lands in a different house in everybody's own chart and in each of the signs as well. So those of you who understand a little bit about astrology know the houses represent different areas of your life. So each sign right now, Mercury is sitting in a different house for every sign, and that's the area of your life that you may very well feel the impact of this energy this month.
So give us an idea of what the signs may be experiencing. Can you kind of just run through the signs and tell us what house it pops into and what they might experience? Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. And understand, you know, I always have to give my caveat that it's really your natal chart that dictates everything specifically. But certainly the energies of each of these signs are going to feel the repercussions of Mercury. So we'll start with Aries, which is the first sign. So Mercury happens to be in the third house for all of our Aries friends. The third house is communication. So those Aries folks out there, you might really feel the miscommunications, the calendar appointments. You're sitting in traffic when you're not meant to sit in traffic, or you missed something where you were supposed to be. So Aries folks, it's hitting you hard with all the communications aspects.
Wow.
Taurus, Mercury is in your second house. That's the house of money. So watch your spending, buyer's remorse, watch what you're doing with your money, be very careful. That's where Mercury is sitting for you. Gemini, I think, Sarah, you know all about Geminis.
I do. I'm so excited.
It's in your first house. Now, the first house, you know, is all about you, your personality, and who you are. So Geminis are really doing their rethinking about who you want to be, what do you want to say, what do you want to put out in the world. That's where your reflection is going to be focused a lot for you.
And you know what? Hold on, Stacey, because I was just thinking, in the beginning of the show, we talked about my idea of the show was reflection. Mm-hmm. That was the exact word, not knowing you were going to say this to me just now, as for all the Geminis. So I was like, oh, I wanted to do reflection. And then Spirit said, to thine own self be true. And you're also saying that Geminis are looking at their truth and who they really are. So it's always interesting to see how Spirit can guide us and have it be so important and on point. And I do feel to be true to yourself during all of this Mercury retrograde is going to be really important. I just wanted to interject that, and I just had an aha moment.
I love that. Yes. And you're absolutely right. And part of the message in all, for everyone in every sign is when you're going through a retrograde and the universe is throwing a whole bunch of you-know-what at us and every day, it is to be true to yourself. It is to stop and focus and push the debris away and understand what your own journey is and who you are and where you're going to kind of get through this and stay on your right path. Because the retrograde could certainly throw enough in your way to make you go off course if you're not really focusing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what about our friends in Cancer?
So our Cancer friends, they have the Mercury is sitting in their 12th house. So the 12th house is your unconscious, the house of karma, your ultimate understanding. So Cancers, pay attention to your dreams during this retrograde. You may very well get some information through your dreams. Mm. Leo, the 11th house of friends, you're going to have the blast from the past. Friends that you haven't heard from in a while. Mm-hmm. Associations, maybe a club you joined, you might get an email from. That's all the 11th house that's going to come back to you in this retrograde. Virgos, Mercury is in your 10th house. The 10th house is career. You might be rethinking your professional goals, looking to make a shift. Are you happy with what you're doing? Did you want to go back to something you used to be doing? Mm-hmm. Libra, Mercury is in your 9th house. 9th house also includes travel. So watch out for trip delays. Don't be planning anything during this retrograde. It may not just work out exactly how you want it, unless you're really careful. Okay. Scorpio, 8th house, which is very appropriate. Scorpio in the 8th house is the karmic house, death and rebirth, things that you're coming from your past. So my Scorpion friends, you may be seeing people from your past or karmic people that have meaning for you appearing all of a sudden to bring back some things that you need to work on with them. Sagittarians, 7th house of relationships and marriage. So as you're looking at your relationships, just go slow in the retrograde. Don't make any major decisions. Not a great time to start new relationships. Or they may evolve into something differently over the course of time. Capricorns, 6th house. 6th house is everyday life, work, and health. Your daily schedules are going to get pretty screwed up. I'm a Capricorn, and I'm already feeling it already. My day is just never going the way it's planned during this retrograde. So my fellow Capricorns, you may be feeling that as well.
Yes.
Aquarians, 5th house of romance. You folks might be seeing old lovers coming back. Or exes or people that you had relationships with may suddenly be popping up for you. And last but of course not least, Pisces, your Mercury is in your 4th house. That's of family, home, early life. So watch out for misunderstandings with people in your home and your family. That could very easily crop up during this retrograde as well. So even though we're all affected overall, for each of the signs I just talked about, those are the houses where you might feel this a little more acutely.
Wonderful. And Stacey, doesn't Mercury retrograde also bring to the surface things that aren't working so that people can be pushed to the brink of change? And sometimes it's a good time to let go, to finish something, to end something, completion, because it's no longer serving us. How does Mercury play into that?
Well, Mercury, as well as Uranus and the other energies in our life, as we talk about, if we're not ready to make a change, the energies will come in and make us change, or they'll occur for something to happen for you to keep moving if we don't do it on our own. And I actually appreciate the Mercury retrograde energy because it does make you rethink and reevaluate for that very purpose, Sarah, of transforming and really ending the things that no longer serve your purpose. I will also just add, as I throw this little bonbon into the call here, that Saturn's squaring Uranus also this month, and that's also to shake up things that aren't working anymore, so you could open the doors for new things. And things that are changing around us that don't fit in any longer, we're coming up with new structures and new ways to do things. In our own life, after coming out of the pandemic, we're all refiguring out the structure of our lives and how we need to make changes. And in the world, I mean, look at the work world. People are figuring out, are they working remote or full-time? The whole structure of the way we work is changing. The whole structure of the some of the ways the government is working is being questioned. So with the retrograde this month and this aspect of Saturn squaring Uranus, it's definitely shaking up our stability so we could get rid of what we're hanging on to that we shouldn't be and come up with new structures for our life so we could continue to grow and evolve.
And it's
that
really
was a long answer to your question.
Thank you. And it's, you know, about world changes. The world is changing. You know, I believe when we were on break while the radio went to commercial, we were playing a song for those people who are on Facebook and YouTube. The world is changing now. Mm-hmm. And that's the song that Spirit wrote through me at the very beginning of the pandemic. And it's really important for people to realize that which you think is going to remain the same, it cannot any longer. So it's for us to all navigate those changes and come out whole as opposed to fragmented from all the fear and the difficulties and the challenges that are trying to appear as if they're insurmountable, because they're absolutely not, because the divine is working all the time through everything, even with the planets. The divine designed the planetary structure, so we know that there's a divine plan to all of these planets moving and all of their ins and outs and their squaring and their trining and the Mercury retrogrades, the Saturn retrogrades, Pluto retrogrades. I mean, we're about to step into quite a few retrogrades now. Is that correct, Stacey?
Yeah, by the end of the month, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto will all be retrograde. But I want everyone to understand that these are the outer planets. They're in retrograde from a third to a half of the year. We live with these energies often. The inner planets, your personal planets, those are the retrogrades that affect you more. The larger ones affect society and the world, even though it's absolutely all related. And the other thing I wanted to mention to your point, Sarah, is, again, we're in the age of Aquarius. So everything is forward moving. Everything is transforming. Everything along the way is telling us the old ways don't work anymore, and they don't serve a higher purpose. And we need to restructure and move and grow so we could move along in our evolution.
Absolutely. And I think I've come to understand that the age of Aquarius, we've just kind of put our foot upon that path. And over the next 3 years, we're going to become much more and more in the official age of Aquarius. It's going to be a process stepping into age of Aquarius. It's not like we just woke up one day and we're like, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Right. We're going to step into it over a period of time. So everything is going to change gradually, but we need to be aware and notice the changes, yes?
Yes, and as we've talked about before, you know, all the energies of the planets, they're like that bell curve, even the retrograde. We started to feel the effects 2 weeks before it actually hit that date, and even when it's over on the 22nd, we still feel the effects for another 2 weeks. There is no hard, fast cutoffs. It's the building of energies as it works to sort of carry us with them.
Absolutely. Well, Stacey, as always, it's a pleasure having you. And I do know that we've got an upcoming class that is going to be, we haven't debuted the information yet, but I want everyone to save the date. I believe it's Friday, July 9th. I know it's that Friday. And we are going to be doing a moon class. And we want everyone to understand what about the moon. Stacey, give them a little teaser here.
Well, the moon is part of the triumvirate of who we are, right? The sun, the moon, and our rising sign is the core of a lot of our journey. So the moon, understanding the moon and your emotions and your personality and the many aspects it brings to who we are, has a lot of meaning, and understanding that helps us kind of harness the energy that we have. So we will be talking about the moon and all the different signs, how it affects us, how the moon phases occur in our everyday life, days that are strong energies for certain things with the moon and not. So it's a good way for anybody who wants to dive into the all-important moon in our lives. This is the class.
Wonderful. So I'm looking forward to doing that class with you, and I know we have many great things planned for the future, Stacey. But as always, thank you for joining us. Anyone, if you want to have a personal session with Stacey, I can promise you it's going to be an outstanding experience. You can go to destinyinthestars.com. That's destinyinthestars.com. And be sure to take a look at Stacey's website. And of course, shoot her a message. And I know she'll be happy to engage with you. And you should definitely schedule a personal session. I know many people on our Facebook feed and our YouTube feed have also had the pleasure, Stacey, of having a wonderful session with you and have taken your first introduction to astrology class. So we are so anxious and awaiting learning from you in the months to come. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Greatly appreciated. Everybody hang on. Just keep remembering this is all for our greater good. So until next month, thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.